brain.
Lemonade.
Welcome back to another episode of Brain Lemonade.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're going back to our fruits.
Our fruits beers.
Fruit beers?
No.
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 Our...
Not until Five Nights at Freddy movie comes out.
Did you see that they're, like, making Freddy Fazbear restaurant?
Yeah. Oh, like, yeah. Yeah, like that.
Is it...
That can't go wrong.
Is it real or is it, like, publicity?
I have no idea. They're probably making it for the movie. I would. I'd make an actual location and film it.
And film it in that location?
Yeah. Sounds sick. And then that way you can play the video game and kind of like mime it. It's like the best option, in my opinion.
If a job comes up, apply now. We're hiring. Don't apply. Right. We all know how this ends. Or do we know how it is?
So, yeah, we're going to talk about some movies today. And as you guessed by us talking about scary ones, we're going to start with a scary one called Megan. Or I've been calling it M3gan.
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 Do you think, like, 10 years from now, there's going to be girls named Megan spelt like this?
Oh, yeah. Or at least, you know, there's going to be girls with the name Megan because of it.
Because of it.
And then when they get to high school, they're going to change it to a 3.
It's just...
And then it's going to stick with them, so it's their gamer tag and all right. That. Yeah.
It's just funny because the name Megan, this doesn't resonate with me, but Megan! Megan, you forgot your jacket from Key & Peele. That's
your
what
jacket,
I...
jacket, though.
Your jacket, though. That's the Megan.
Yeah.
Megan. Me-threegan.
Me-threegan? Me-threegan.
M-threegan.
M-threegan. On IMDb, it says, robotics engineer at a toy company builds a lifelike doll that begins to take on a life of its own. And they also gave it 6.4 stars out of 10. I just wanted to get that out of the way and let you know that we're getting our stuff from IMDb as well. Yes. It was directed by, do you say Gerard Johnstone?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And written by James Wan and Akella Cooper. Some of the cast playing, like, the main, the robotics lab woman named Gemma was Allison Williams. And then the little girl, Katie. Sorry. Fucking, I knew I was going to do that, too. I'm really sorry I said that wrong. She played Katie. It was Violet McGraw. She did a good job.
She was good.
She did a good job.
She's been in a lot of other, not a lot, but like a handful of other like thriller-ish movies. So.
Right. And Megan was, I knew I was going to do that too. Megan was played by, is it Amy Donald?
Uh-huh.
Okay. I was going to say Ami Donald and I'm like, fucking Corbin, like, what is wrong with you today?
See, you get mad at me for saying words weird.
But now I'm doing it on purpose. I know. Kind of.
I do it on purpose too.
Yeah, when did this come out? It was a couple weeks ago. No, 2022.
It was like a Christmas-ish time movie, but...
It, oh, okay. That's probably why I spaced it.
We watched it at home streaming like a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We watched the unrated since it went to Peacock and the unrated one was released. Peacock is awesome for that factor. That's how we were able to also watch Violent Night, which is probably what we should have talked about with this
shoot,
one.
Oh, shoot. Yeah. That's okay. And... when the new Halloween movie came out, it was on Peacock.
Oh. Oh, that's right. That's right. We need to do a Halloween episode next year.
Because we watched all of them.
We watched all of the Halloweens. Anyway, back on topic. Megan. What was your overall feel? Like, most people don't like it because it's like a Chucky thing all over again.
Okay.
Most people like it because it's like a new version of Chucky.
I was... involuntarily exposed to Chucky at a too young of age, and I am 33, and I, like, legit haven't watched a Chucky movie since I was, like, 5. So...
Right.
I don't relate this to Chucky, personally, because I refuse to... Well, I just haven't.
I mean, it's not.
But...
It's not. This was... Megan is an AI created into loving a person.
And she
it is clear
learned.
This is all mad science in this, in my opinion. And then Chucky was a reanimated doll.
Right, right, right.
So,
overall,
or a haunted doll or whatever you want to call it. Possessed.
Overall,
there we go. Possessed doll.
I think it was a decent movie. I'm glad we didn't go to theaters, per se.
I want to say I'm glad I didn't go to theaters for it. That's just my opinion, though. I'm going to get that out.
Yeah. I think, I feel like a lot of movies that are PG-13, especially like horror movies, if you would just stretch it to R, like, you can make it so much better. And I'm not saying more gore makes it better, but like, or more violence makes it better, but I feel like
it was missing something.
It was missing something, and I feel like a little more, like, a little more
pizzazz.
like bloody pizzazz, like swords.
I was talking
like,
to a friend, and we both kind of said that we wish it had more terrorizing other people.
Yeah.
Because she only did it to the neighbor. Really.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the boy who picked on her, but not really.
And that
to the
happened
boy who
quick,
picked
though.
On. Yeah, and it wasn't even a thing.
Right.
Like, it should have been a couple more protecting this little girl, and we would have been like, oh, damn, I wouldn't have done that to her.
Right.
You know, like, out in public, knock her ice cream out of her hand.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you shouldn't have done that.
Right.
Like, oh, she's going to get
you.
That would have made it good.
Yeah.
Like,
and I think I read that, like, the
It just felt like they told it too quick, you know?
Yeah. They, like, built up the whole, the AI's learning, and she's not learning the best things. Or she's, like, you know, deciding what is good and bad. And then everything, like, it just happens really quick.
Yeah, it's just.
And
yeah.
I feel like there could have been more. Yeah, definitely more like suspense and more thrilleriness of it. And I think I read that the unrated version literally had maybe a couple more swear words.
Yeah.
And one extra death. And that was
Oh, it was one extra death.
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
And I was like, I guess that kind of makes it unrated, but like, meh.
Just feels like that was going to happen to begin with.
Right. And I think originally they said that they wanted it to be rated R, but like based on like the first like teaser or whatever and how much the younger, you know,
generation liked it.
People that can go see PG-13 movies were into it. They're like, oh, we probably need to cut back on some of this because obviously it's going to cut into our, our revenue if we make it rated R and, you know, all these teenagers can't go, sort of thing.
Damn. Which is kind of crazy when the Rotten Tomatoes, like, I guess it's still kind of around, right?
Rotten Tomatoes, I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they gave it the overall score of 93%.
Users or critics?
Critics.
Really?
Users said 78, which is what I think you agreed with.
Yeah.
I say 70. Just because, like I said, I wanted to, if it had like another 30 minutes of terrorizing, it would have been kind of really enjoyable.
Yeah.
But other than that, you know, like I liked, what I really liked about it was like I said, I agree with some people who say that it's like a new Chucky.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like our version of what a possibility of a Chucky could be like. That could happen.
What was the new...
In our future kind of thing.
Was the new Chucky AI or was he possessed as well?
Oh, he was AI. Yeah, I think Mark Hamill played him.
Did he?
Yeah, we'll have to watch it.
We need to watch that,
All right,
too.
Well, now we got another one. We'll do Megan and Chucky. Bride of Chucky.
Megan, the Bride of Chucky. Well, they're working... They said that they're going to try and do a sequel.
Megan's going to be a sequel, faux show, and it's already getting picked up for, like, the hottest Halloween item.
Right. Oh my God, there's going to be Megan's
March.
Dressed up as Halloween.
Like in Hollow, yep.
Oh my God, it's going to be so creepy.
Going to answer the door. No.
No.
Nope. Go 5 yards that way and I'll toss the candy to you.
It's interesting that.
Just kidding.
That Universal Studios set a release date for the sequel.
Yeah.
Your birthday in 2025.
2025, January 17th?
Yeah.
Oh, happy birthday to me. Let me be on it.
Megan 2.0.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is this seriously?
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. Don't change the name. It's already simple enough. It's like saying Megan 2, but you're not saying Megan 2, Hot Rod.
The Meganing. You
know, the Meganing. You know what I mean? So that works.
Yeah.
The Meganing.
I liked her aunt, Gemma.
Yeah.
I only, like, I remember her from, I watched the show Girls, and she was in that.
And she was on Get Out.
And Get Out.
As that crazy bitch.
Yeah. So it's cool to see her go from, like, I mean, it was like an HBO TV show to, like, Get Out, which was really big with.
Yeah.
Like.
Probably helped her get this aunt role that she played.
Right. Yeah. Into, like, this thriller genre of movies and stuff. But I like her as an actress.
Yeah, and I liked her job in this movie. That's, what, like, their whole thing was, you know, basically they created a Furby.
Yeah.
And then they wanted more, but in the process they're like, well, we're actually a robotics team trying to make shit.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay. Okay, I want to know more about your job, in all seriousness.
Yeah.
And then when she would talk about it more, I'm like, yes! Yeah. Like, that's cool!
And it's cool because... her niece would like Take when she interest. Would actually was telling her like her about her job, she was interested in it, which is cool.
But you know, obviously this movie is a deeper, there's deeper stuff to it than we're telling you because it's a newer movie. We don't want to spoil.
Yeah.
You know, I still say watch it. It's definitely at least a one and done.
Yeah.
But it had everything else going for, you know, I'll change mine. I agree. I think 78 is fine. Okay. You know, 78. Yeah, 78.
C's get degrees.
C's, I mean, that's more than, that's almost a B.
Almost a B.
You know, like, and, you know, I think that's great. I think that's fine the way it is. I just wanted more of that, like, release an expanded version where they terrorize more people.
Yeah.
Or Megan terrorizes more people.
She just says or does more creepy things because she learns to play the piano and the song she plays is Toy Soldiers, which is like, super creepy for an AI to be playing on the piano.
And the body movements like that kid does when she was playing it. The Amy, is Amy Donald?
Yeah.
Damn.
That's amazing.
Like, that's insane. Like, that's so cool. I wouldn't be surprised. The mask, like, is just as creepy.
Yeah. Ugh, yeah. Do you want any trivia?
Yeah, go for it.
Oh, yeah. So I told you about it wanting to be rated R, but they cut down on some of the violence. So Amy Donald would perform any of the scenes that called for physical movement that the puppet could not do. She also did all of her own stunt work.
Nice. Oh, and, damn. Good for her.
She received movement coaching. Huh. Like, from people.
from people.
Jed Brophy and Lou Cocker. I don't know if they're you know, choreographers or whatever.
But shout out to you.
But yeah, you guys did great.
Did a great job,
and,
man.
And she also wore a mask.
Yeah.
That as she acted, yeah.
I bet that's what kind of like gave some movements to. Yeah. Oh man, that's creepy. Scaring me.
Don't watch football, but apparently a whole bunch of the dress. A whole bunch of people dressed up as Megan to a football game on January 1st, and they performed a dance routine during halftime.
Yeah. Oh, man. That's creepy. Yeah.
Is this from... I just want to make sure I'm saying things right. Okay. Her voice, like the voice effect, was set off or modeled after another famous artificial intelligence gone rogue, GLaDOS from Portal.
Okay.
So, like, when it's, like, auto-tuned to sound, witchy and stuff, like, it's from the game Portal.
Hell yeah, good to know that.
Right.
Portal's influencing more than just the Portal gun.
Right. That's, yeah. And apparently the first trailer went viral on TikTok, and that's how they knew they couldn't have it be rated R.
Wow.
Yeah.
Dang, that's so weird. TikTok influences so much.
Right? It's crazy. Mm-hmm. Now that's, I mean, I looked at their budget, which is kind of nuts. Mm-hmm. So they so far have grossed $173.2 million.
Damn.
And the budget, the filming budget, was only $12 million.
Oh, wow.
So they've made
good job.
Yeah.
You did more than double.
More. Like, more than 10 times your budget. Yeah, more than
10 times. Good job.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. I'll try. I mean, I'll still see a sequel for sure. Just take note. Terrorize more people.
Yeah. Maybe.
Really make this Jason, Friday the 13th thing.
Oh my gosh.
I'm just kidding.
She's just like standing eerily in a doorway.
Watching. Oh God. Yeah. Can't wait for Five Nights at Freddy's now. More animatronic shit.
Right. I think. That's all I have. There's other stuff, but they're spoilers, so I don't want to.
Yeah, no problem.
Give that away.
So let's transition over to On the Bullet Train. So Bullet Train. I want to first start off by saying I haven't seen Brad Pitt in a movie in a long time.
You know?
Like, I don't know, or at least a new movie besides Deadpool 2. People.
I almost forgot that, like, I mean, he was finger quotes in Deadpool.
Right, finger quotes in Deadpool. Director was David Leitch.
Leitch? Maybe.
Okay. Writers are Zach Olkwitz and Yutaro Asaka.
Because it was a book.
Because it was a book, yeah. Sorry, I'm nervous on pronouncing names. I never want to say them wrong.
I know.
Cast, Brad Pitt. Oops, I went too far. You have Joey King, Aaron Tyler Johnson, which was awesome as hell, Brian Tyree Henry, Andrew Koji, Hiroyuki Sanada, Michael Shannon, Sandra Bullock, like...
Bad Bunny.
Like, yeah, Bad Bunny. Like, that's so crazy. Oh, Zazie Beetz.
And Logan Lerman.
Which I was trying to... Because I still don't believe that. I need to watch it again to believe Logan Lerman was really in it.
Yeah.
But it's a... I don't know, like... It was full of a lot. It says, five assassins aboard a swiftly moving bullet train find out that their mission have something in common. Or their missions have something in common. And like, yeah, that's more or less correct in a way. It's just like, wow, there was like so many things that could like possibly happen.
Right.
And it was really cool.
Like.
IMDb gave it a 7.3 out of 10. Just wanted to.
Interesting.
Toss it all out.
Yeah. I think I love the... Because it's not like a mystery, but like... I guess it's a thriller because you don't really... You don't know the end game until the end. Like,
yeah.
And it's interesting to see how all these stories intertwine because like someone's there to kill someone. Someone's there to protect someone.
Right.
Someone's there for revenge.
And that's the cool thing about it too. If you think about it, like there's someone there. There's someone there. There's someone there. They said five assassins. It's like they covered all kind of... kinds of personalities.
Yeah.
Like all kinds of personalities that could have been in this situation.
Right.
And I'm like the entire time, I'm fucking Brad Pitt just going, what the fuck?
Yeah. Like,
so that's what I was.
It's.
I enjoyed it a lot more than Megan.
I'm still going to say, I wanted to see this in theaters when it came out last summer. And we just didn't go or didn't have time or whatever. But I was like, I remember really wanting to see it, mostly because of the cast and, like, if you guys have seen any, like, Guy Ritchie movies, how, like, everything interconnects at the end. Like, it's kind of like a Guy Ritchie movie in that aspect.
There's, like, the complete chase and follow, crime, team up, all that stuff. Yeah.
Learn so how good. Everyone's connected. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, it was a lot funnier. Like, it's dark funny. Like, super dark funny.
Mm-hmm. They all had fun names, too. Like, Brad Pitt was Ladybug. And Joey King was Prince. Aaron Tyler Johnson was Tangerine. And his brother was Lemon.
Yeah.
And then there was the Elder, the White Death. Yeah, there's...
And Wolf.
Yeah, there's just so many, like, fun little gimmicks about it that you're just like, wow, this is incredible.
Yeah.
And it's very... I like that it was, like, very... colorful in the sense that it was like
because it was in Japan, it was so in, like,
yeah, like a modern Japan bullet train, so it was just like vibrant. Yeah, I liked it.
Yeah, I think I was really surprised because when we saw the trailer, I was like, is that Kick-Ass?
Right.
Is that freaking Kick-Ass?
And he did. I loved it. Oh, he was so good.
His vibe was like, is kind of like retro, like 70s. Like he has a mustache and like hair and like big lapel.
And that
shirt.
Like old British or like London.
Like an oi. Yeah.
Like the brev in it.
Brev, yeah.
And you're just and like, come on.
he did such a good job.
It was
like,
my favorite.
I loved
sure.
it so much.
You know, everyone actually did really well.
Yeah.
I didn't care much for Sandra Bullock. I literally don't know why she was there. But maybe they're setting it up for more. Who knows?
Right.
I don't know. Like, but it was just like, it was just a random thing. You know, it's kind of like they did that, like, back in the 90s All-Star with the current All-Star crime people.
Right.
And like, kind of like that Expandables.
Expendables?
Did I say it wrong again?
Yes.
Expandables.
Expandables.
Kind of like the Expendables where they got like a bunch of people to team up, you know what I mean?
Right.
And that's kind of why I liked it.
What? I remember why I wanted to see it. It came out on our anniversary.
Oh, okay.
But,
maybe the sequel will come out.
Right, I'm looking on Wikipedia.
Doubtful.
Right.
Yeah, all of our info is coming from Wikipedia and IMDb. It's quick, fun, easy. Access.
But it's like I said, I just don't want to like give away too much because
I mean it's fairly new, right?
Yeah, it came out
I mean I'm not going to spoil the ending for you, but like it was all like it was definitely all about this like case. I want it, they want it,
yeah,
I'm going to take it from you,
right.
Stop messing with me. But we're also in a public on a bullet
on
train,
a train,
so
and yeah, and it's just so cool because they all have
their own objective,
their own objective, and like a weird personality that like contradicts like the other person's personality, yeah. Which makes it like a pretty interesting dynamic for sure.
Right, and even had like there was some times where it had that like Johnny English vibe too. Sometimes the humor, but then it went back to normal whenever you saw Brad Pitt.
Right,
and they did fun flashbacks and. Like flash forwards and you're like, okay, this is it's almost a lot, but we like that kind of stuff like to a core that it's just like it was really fun for us.
Yeah.
I can see how it would be annoying for some people with, you know, with the flashback, flash forward, recall, call back again.
Right.
Blah, blah, blah. But it was really cool. And the like I said, the modern, like the vibrance, the feel
mm-hmm.
made it really good.
Yeah.
So
what do you give it?
Well, Rotten Tomatoes gave it a 54%, which I call BS on.
Really?
You know. And the audience gave it a 76%, so at least we were a little hopeful. I gave it an 80, mostly because
right.
I wanted more, you know.
Same.
There were some, you know, kind of loose ends, but you know, that's not a big deal.
Yeah.
But I thought it was fine. It
I
was
think,
good. I'll
right.
watch it again, like for sure.
I really like it. I think it kind of goes, you know, not like hand in hand with like Guy Ritchie stuff, because Guy Ritchie stuff is very fast paced.
Yeah.
And if you miss something, you're going to miss like a big chunk of it. And I think like the fact that this movie kind of made you think and like you'd have to just kind of keep track of who everybody is and like how they know so and so and blah, 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 blah.
Right.
Like, I feel like. Not trying to be like, oh,
right?
It.
No,
but
no,
like,
I understand.
It's not like a movie that we're like being spoon-fed. Like you kind of have to think for yourself and like try to come to the correct conclusion,
right.
Which is fun
yeah.
when you're watching a movie.
Because then it's even funner when you find out that you're not right.
You're not right, and
yeah.
you're like, holy shit, I didn't even think of that.
Yeah,
sort of thing.
That's kind of why I liked it too. Like the, I liked it. We should have done this one with Glass Onion because it felt.
Similar
with
yeah.
a cast of people after the same thing.
Yeah.
And that was kind of cool.
Yeah.
I think I like this one and Glass Onion equally, so I can't
I think
say
so too.
I like one more than the other one. But yeah, I gave this one 85.
Yeah.
I go 85. That's me.
I could get on board with that. I'll read some trivia for you, to you.
Go for it.
Of you. Brad Pitt did 95% of his own stunts.
Good.
Also, I read that he was paid $20 million for this role.
Damn.
Their whole budget was like $90 million.
Hmm.
So, Brad Pitt got paid a lot.
Yeah.
For this one.
I want to be Brad Pitt. I want to be Brad Pitt.
It's also Aaron Tyler Johnson lost a chunk of his hand after doing a stunt and, like, passed out from pain, blood, whatever.
Whoa.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of, like, what stunt it was.
Dang.
Yeah.
Is he okay?
I'm assuming.
That's crazy.
The first trailer featured the Bee Gees song Stayin' Alive, sung in three languages, Japanese, Spanish, and English, which is the main three languages that are spoken in the movie.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cool.
Bad Bunny is in this, and he had a fight scene with Brad Pitt, and he accidentally punched Brad Pitt in the face. Like, for reals.
Sorry.
I punched Brad Pitt.
Oh my God, you guys, I'm going to hell.
Like, will you sign my knuckles?
No. Do you think he was cool about it?
I hope so. Like,
it's okay. Shit happens. I hope that's how you would respond, at least.
Because, like, Bad Bunny's not, like, an actor.
No, he's an artist.
He's an artist, yeah. But, like, is he... He has movies coming out.
Oh, good for him.
Oh, my God. All of his, like, music videos are listed as films and stuff.
Okay.
But also, he's been in a couple things. It was shot over 4 months, which is not very long to shoot a movie.
Oh, wow.
Or is it long time to shoot a movie?
If you were just shooting in a fucking train.
Yeah. A lot of the fight scenes were, and you can tell, were influenced how Jackie Chan fights.
Combat
and comedy.
Yeah, that's so cool. The combat and comedy. Yes.
Yeah.
That's probably what was, like, really hooking me in, too.
Yeah.
Like, just, like, feeling that familiar sense of action and combat.
There's, like, a whole bunch of... There's not a whole bunch of cameos, but there's a few cameos in here, and I don't want to spoil them.
You don't want to spoil them?
Yeah. Because I was just as surprised.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think... There was one other... I don't want to give that one away either. Because it's good. The director plays a cameo. Tangerine and Lemon, they're talking about a previous
job
they had. And there was 17 people that they killed. And the 17th innocent person was the director.
It was the director.
They accidentally killed.
Now I'm going to run out there and you kill me.
Yeah. I just want to get killed. And also, Lady Gaga was supposed to play Sandra Bullock's character.
Huh. I know she's really breaking more into the movie scene. Obviously, A Star Is Born, and now she's playing Harley.
And, well, I mean, she had, like, a couple seasons of American Horror Story,
American Horror Story.
Which we're way behind on.
Huh. I mean, like I said, I feel like there should be a sequel.
Right, there's nothing here.
Might as well wait and find out. You never know.
But I wonder about the book.
Like, how do you even sequel Bullet Train 2? Bullet Trained.
I mean, maybe not.
Trained harder.
Bullet Trains.
Faster bullets. What?
Two bullet, two train.
Two bullet, two train.
No, I mean, maybe you could have some of the same characters on another.
Right. No, I mostly feel like Brad Pitt for sure, but.
Mostly just Brad Pitt. And, and then the other, assassin that shows briefly at the very end, if they would, like, pull all that together, that would be kind of cool.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Well, is that it for trivia?
I think so. I just clicked on
Without spoilers.
Without spoiling stuff, but I clicked on the Bullet Train book, and it's... The second book in a 4-book series. Maybe.
Maybe.
And that
check
makes
those
me kind of want
to
read it if it's been translated because it was written in Japanese.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, I think that's about it for today.
Yeah.
We're going to go do our usual and watch stuff.
We're going to watch stuff.
Thanks for squeezing the brain juices with us today.
And don't forget to, like us, follow us, subscribe, leave us a review if you like what you hear.
And email us at brainlemonadepodcast@gmail.com.
We'll talk to you later.
Bye-bye.